I'll skip over a little bit to explain what happened to the angels that were involved in that angelic infiltration.
我们现在谈一下天使如何去渗透人类的基因。
Okay, because what did happen to the angels in the end, and this is getting back to we have the angels who are in prison and the angels who are not in prison. The angels who are in prison are there because of what happened in Genesis chapter 6, meaning the flood.
我们刚刚讲到说天使分成两堕落天使后来还有两类，一类是被关到了地底下的 监牢里的，一类就是现在还在我们四周在影响我们的那些堕落天使。那之所以会有一群堕落天使已经被关在地牢里，就是因为这些人来试着要来渗透人类的基因的那一些，他们其实是犯法了，所以被关在地底的监牢里。
Okay, and because I actually need to explain, we've had a couple of questions relating to what happens to the angels and to people when they die in regards to Hades and the construction of Hades.
这里面有还蛮复杂的故事要讲，最重要就是 要提到说在我们地心里面的这个的建造也是跟这一群为了这一群堕落天使而建造的。
So in the time that we've got left today, I'll finish off the subject or review as well about Hades and the compartments of Hades.
所以我们现在来讲一下整个地心里面的状态。
This is the earth, and Hades is actually in the middle of the earth.
好，所谓的地心就是当然是讲的地球的中心。
And this place is actually called Hades, but Hades is a Greek word, which really means the afterworld or the place in the middle of the earth, usually referring to hell, a very nasty place.
我们讲 Hades 是一个希腊文，那它其实就是我们平常讲的这个，好像讲地狱啦，它其实就是说这个世界的地底下。就是地球的中心。
Now, a lot of dictionaries, if you look in the word Hades, it'll say hell, but hell is a very broad meaning.
其实这个英文啊 ,hell, H-E-L-L, 它的意思其实很大。我们一听到地狱都把它想成是一个很负面的，但实际上它的意思只我们现在先用 hell 来说，先听它听要怎么解释。
The closest word that you have to hell in the Bible is actually the word Gehenna. So this is another word, and Christ used this. Gehenna is actually the name of a geographical place in Jerusalem.
耶稣基督他在圣经里面他提到的这个 hell 这个字的时候，他用了另外一个字，这个 Gehenna， 它其实是在耶路撒冷的一个地方。
And it was actually a valley. There was a place called Valley of Hinnom. So Hinnom was the Hebrew, but in the Greek it comes out as Gehenna. So it was like a valley very close to Jerusalem where they would burn their rubbish.
哦，那在这个字呢，其实说的这个地方哈 ，Gehenna 是在耶路撒冷旁边的一个地方，它其实是一个烧垃圾的一个场地， yeah. 是一个山谷，然后是专门用来烧垃圾的。
Because people would burn their rubbish there, obviously there's a lot of fire happening, it's very hot and not a very nice place.
因为那个地方是烧垃圾的，所以当然很热啦，又有火啦，当然绝对是一个很不好的地方，感觉很差的地方。
Okay, just to give you a reference, in Matthew chapter 10 verse 28, Jesus uses the word Gehenna there.
好，你看马太福音十章二十八节，耶稣他就讲到了这个字。
But when he's referring to Gehenna, or when we refer to hell, that can mean the places for the unbelievers, whether it's in Hades or in the lake of fire. See, the lake of fire happens after human history.
所以这个 Gehenna 这个字呢，所以代表的意思呢，就是它可以是非信徒他后来要去的地方，以及呢，这个所谓的我们讲的这个火海。就是那些天使要去，那堕落天使也会要去的地方。
Oh,
火湖啦，对不起，火湖。
The word hell doesn't appear in the Bible.
这个 hell 这个字在圣经里没有用到这个字。
Some Bible translations will use the word hell, but they shouldn't because this is such a broad concept. And in the Bible itself, apart from the word Gehenna, you don't actually see the word hell. So,
所以其实如果用到 hell 这个字，就我们平常讲的中文讲地狱啊，其实在圣经里其实根本就没有用到这个字。它除了用 Gehenna， 就是烧垃圾的那个山谷。
So hell can either refer to the bad places in Hades, or it can refer And I'll put the arrow here to the end of human history where you have the lake of fire. So if people talk about hell, usually that's what they talk about, but they don't really know what they're talking about.
所以反正我们如果看到翻译写地狱，我们就要把它想象成他在说的是为那个所谓火湖这件事情。
Yeah, but as Christians, when we're talking about what's happening in human history, we should never use the word hell, really, because the meaning is so broad, and Bible doctrine teaches us we can be more specific.
而我们在人类的历史上面呢，我们其实都一般都不要去用这个字，因为这个 hell 这个字就变得很难设定。那我们其实要谈的更细节一点的名词会比较好。
So let's talk about Hades first. And Hades represents this big compartment, we assume it's quite big, in the middle of the earth.
好，所以我们谈 Hades 这个字呢，就是所谓的地心，我们就先不要去用这个地狱这个字，因为这样的话会让我们误会，所以先讲的是地心 Hades.
Now Hades is a Greek word, but in the Old Testament they would use the word Sheol. That's Hebrew, Sheol.
好，那这个 Hades 是希腊文用的地心的字，那如果是希伯来文的话，用的是 Sheol.
Okay, and we know that these places, Hades or Sheol, is not hell exactly, because the believers would, in the Old Testament, say the believers were going down to Sheol, or the believers can go to Hades. And Sheol and Hades can mean either the good place down here, which is paradise,Okay, or it can mean the bad place, which for the humans, the unbelievers, is called torments. So in Hades, now these are just two of, there's about four compartments, but for the believers, in the Old Testament, they would go down to Sheol, but specifically to paradise or to Abraham's bosom.
Sheol is for the paradise.
No, Sheol just means the whole thing, like Hades.
Oh,
Hades means the whole thing.
Exactly the same thing, yeah.所以这个 Sheol 在希伯来文的这个字呢，就等于在希腊文的 Hades， 都是讲的是地心。但是地心呢，其实分成很多不同的区块。第一个区块是叫做乐园，就是 Paradise， 是给那些在旧约时代的信徒他们死后去的地方。那如果是旧约时代那些不信的人，其实可能连新约时代不信的人都会去的是 Torment。所以我们不能够把地心这个字 Hades 说是地狱，因为这其实这地心里面还是有一个乐园区。
And another name for this paradise is Abraham's bosom. That's another name that especially in the Old Testament they would use.
而在这个旧约里面也把这个地心的乐园叫做亚伯拉罕的
Abraham's bosom, like his chest, I guess.
亚伯拉罕的胸口他其实就是讲的是地心的乐园。
The first person that went down here would have been Abel. He was a believer when he was murdered by his brother. This is where he would have gone. Remember, Abel was murdered by Cain. Okay. And we know Enoch. Remember Enoch, he was the fourth generation guy. He was raptured. That guy said he was raptured. Remember Enoch, he was there and then he wasn't. He went to paradise.
而那个亚当的第下面代有一个 Enoch, 刚刚提到的他其实死后应该也是在这个地下的乐园。
And then all of the Old Testament believers up till the time of Jesus Christ, every one of them, if they'd believed in Jesus Christ, they went to Abraham's bosom or paradise.
所以呢，在所有的旧约时代的信徒，他们都去到了这一个所谓亚伯拉罕的胸口，也就是地心的乐园里。
Now all of the unbelievers in human history, from the first unbeliever that died until the very last one, they all go to torments. There's no other place for them.
而所有的这些非信徒呢，他们则去到另外一个区域，叫做 torments 的地方。
And that's a place of suffering.
而这个地方的意思呢，就是一个受苦的地方。
And remember, we did have the example of the rich man.Who had gone, he was in torments, and we saw that he was in a body, and he had a tongue, and he could speak. They have this kind of an interim body down there.
在圣经里面有讲到有一个不信者，他被送去了这个受苦，地心的受苦之处，然后他是有舌头的，他是可以讲话的。所以这个代表的是什么？就他死后，在进到 torments 的时候，他其实是有一个临时的身体。
Okay, and there's a gulf, G-U-L-F, that means a gap. There's a gulf between these two things, G-U-L-F, a gulf fixed, which means it's in place, but you can still see across from one side to the other.
而在这个地心的乐园跟受苦之处呢，中间其实有一个海峡一样的一个裂缝，好，叫做 gulf。
And so you have to assume that from this point it goes down even deeper somehow. You know, if there's a gulf and you can't cross it, it means that there's a very wide gap.
Yeah. 所以这个所谓的峡缝哦，就像海底峡缝一样的这种深洞啊，是两边的人会互相看得到对方，但是你是过不去的。
Okay, now remember, paradise was empty. The Old Testament saints were transferred from Hades up to heaven after Jesus Christ had his victory on the cross.
而现在呢，地心的乐园其实是空的。为什么呢？因为在耶稣在死在十字架上后，他复活，他先到了地底下。Before the resurrection.
Remember, we weren't sure about the time of that Jesus Christ got his resurrection body.
Oh, 因为我们不是很确定耶稣是什么时候得到他的这个复活的身体，所以我们不太确定要怎么现在讲他的哪一个时间点是在十字架上死了以后，他是先得到了复活的身体，还是先到了地心，然后带着所有的这些在地心乐园的旧约时代的信徒。一起回到天堂去。
Okay, it's almost possible that during the 3 days that his body was in the tomb, it was during that period that he actually had gone down to the Hades, to paradise, taken the saints back up to heaven. Because there was tombs being opened on the earth. People saw dead bodies walking around. Or like dead bodies. It would be believers in interim bodies walking around Jerusalem in the book of Mark.
在马可福音里面有提到，就是说当耶稣死后那三天哦，其实有很多的这些好像是圣人啊，就是旧约时代已经死的人的信徒，他们就带着他们好像临时的身体在耶路撒冷到处走来走去。
Yeah, it says that the tombs were being opened and that the people saw what they looked like dead bodies walking around.
对，因为他们说那些坟墓好像都被打开了似的，那些好像是死，那些死人的身体在到处走来走去。
It sounds like a zombie movie.
好像那个活死人的那个电影一样。
Okay, but this was like a witness to the people of Jerusalem saying something very special is happening here.
而这个记录呢，让我们发现就是在耶稣死后那三天，这个整个耶路撒冷城是非常非常奇怪的状态，有非常多的奇迹在发生。
Okay, but anyway, so those believers are now in heaven.
所以呢，这些在旧约时代的信徒，他们现在是被耶稣带到了天堂。
Okay, and just to finish off quickly, there's two other compartments that we know of. One is, and these are both for the angels. So you have Tartarus and the Abyss.
然后另外在地心还有另外两个区块，一个区块呢是 Tartarus, 另外一个区块呢是A base.
Okay, and the Tartarus, that's the prison for the angels who broke the rules of engagement. They broke the rules of warfare leading up to the events of Genesis chapter 6.
而这个所谓 Tartarus 这一块呢，就是专门会在关那些犯罪的堕落天使，也就是我们要大家先回去读创世纪第六章的那一段、okay. 那些犯了罪的堕落天使他们就关在这里。
And again, whenever I talk about Genesis chapter 6, that's the chapter which talks about the great flood, where all of humanity has just about come to its end, and then God has to bring a big flood on the earth.
而在那个所谓的诺亚方舟那个时期，不是有大洪水吗？其实就是因为那个时候人类的基因后代都已经被这些堕落天使给污染了，他们就是都跑来跟人交合，所以他们生了很多半人半堕落天使的这种人类，神才会用大洪水要把这些半人半天使都全部都杀死。
Okay, and then you have the abyss, which is another prison compartment for the fallen angels as well. So the abyss, that's another compartment for other fallen angels who have committed crimes, shall we say.
而这个 abyss, 这一块的地狱呢，这另外这边这一块是其他的堕落天使，他们犯了其他的罪，而不是说犯了那个渗透人类基因的罪的哈，的另外的一些天使就会关在另外第四块。
And this is where the angels will be put into chains of darkness.
而这一区的地狱呢，它所有被关在这边的天使都是被关在一个完全的黑暗中。
And aside from that, there's one other place I'll just mention quickly, and that's called the Sea Gates. There's a place here, and it's somewhere at the bottom of the sea. We assume that it's somewhere at the bottom of the sea, and this is where the Nephilim, the half-caste, are imprisoned as well. They're imprisoned at the Sea Gates.
而那些在诺亚方舟时期被淹死的半天使半人的那些后代，那些半人 半人半仙的那些人呢，他们就会被关在一个叫做海门的地方，它其实是在我们的海洋的最深处。
Okay, so you know, I'll talk about that more on Tuesday. In the meantime, for your homework, just read through chapter 6, and from what you already know, just see if you can work out what's happening.
好，那因为我们今天讲了这一些，所以很适合你们回去把这个创世纪第六章好好读一下，因为这样你读下来看看你会看懂哪些，然后我们礼拜二的时候再继续讲。
Okay, that's it for today.
好，这就是今天的课程。
Let's bow our heads.
我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we've had to study your word.
我们感谢神给我们这些时间让我们学习你的话语。
We pray that under the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that these different concepts that we're learning will become syncretized, will become cohesive in our soul.
那我们希望我们所学习的这些知识都能够跟我们的灵魂能够结合为一体。
And we pray that as we continue to learn, that these things will become very clear to us.
而希望我们在继续的学习中可以让这些事情让我们越来越清晰明白。
As we advance towards spiritual maturity,
而让我们的灵性可以更为成熟
，and can share in your happiness,
而且能够让我们可以分享神的喜乐
，and grow in the grace and the knowledge of your Son Jesus Christ,
而且我们能够在因了你的恩典，我们可以继续的成长，犹如你的圣子。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Serena.
谢谢大家。